BOE back in session. Okay. Let's call Angela. I'm assuming that the board is okay with the 75-25. It's just a question of the 319-320. And to our knowledge, well,
319-320.
We don't know whether she accepts that or not.
319-320.
Angela, this is David Akers, Taney County BOE.
Yes.
Okay. Angela, they recalculated, took out that they listed it's two residents, but they still added on the stuff that you've been doing out there. But the value they came up with was like approximately $15,000 less than what they had sent you on your card, so it would be 319-320. We are going to do something on the classification, but I wanted to know on the valuation, do you feel the property is worth at least 319-320 as a whole?
I bought it for 171, but everything's gone up.
Okay.
Yeah, then how much do you get
a
classification on the garage?
We're going to classify the property as a whole based on the fact that you indicated was a nightly rental that you also use yourself personally. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, so the kids go to school there in Branson and everything.
Okay.
I have four grandkids that I'm raising. Because when the kids are in school, I only rent it out mainly on the weekends.
Okay.
Except when, for, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, but then I go see my grandkids then, you know?
All right. Well, to be consistent with the ruling that we previously made, that if you have a property in Taney that you put into a rental program, that we classify the first one as 25% commercial, 75% residential. And if you have any other properties that you purchase after that for nightly rental, then they're 100% commercial. But this property would qualify for that mixed use and would only be 25% commercial.
Yeah, I think that's fair because I was trying to figure out the date. And, like, the last time, like, just June and July last year was I only had 3 days open. This year, like I told you, there's so many nightly rentals now because the guy's building them like left and right.
Yeah.
That I was only at 34 nights, and last time I was at 57. So it's almost half, you know?
Yeah,
I was just trying to give you like an idea of how much it's gone down. And that's a lot because some of your main amount, I mean, that walks out a lot of money, you know? So you've got it at a fourth of that, so how much will my taxes be?
Okay. Angela, do you this is not your residence, or is it your residence? In other words,
it is my residence. I had moved to San Antonio for only about 9 months for the kids to have a relationship with their mom, but it is worked out. So
okay.
They're going back to school there in August, and I had put my personal home in San Antonio up for sale.
Okay, so do you now live at this property?
Yeah, I lived there even when the kids were with their mom this last year. But it didn't work out with them, so they're going back to school. They'll be living back with me in Branson.
Yeah.
But I lived there. Yeah, I lived there. I just leave when they go to nightly rental. When they run it out. I go to my cousin who has a condo, or I go to the Marriott because my my sister works there for the Marriott, and then I get it cheap, like $45 a night.
Okay, so you live there, but when it's a nightly rental, you don't live there.
Yeah, just when they, when if somebody rents it, I just leave for the night, you know, whatever night they rent, and then I go back. I just pack my bag, and I leave my stuff in the closet and lock it up.
Okay, yes. If it's your residence, it's your residence, it's called the B&B.
Yeah, my mail and everything goes to 847 Airport Road.
How many rooms do you have?
I have 7 bedrooms, and so, no, 5 bedrooms. The, 2 of them are just like an extra room.
Okay.
Like a bunk room or whatever.
Okay, but the value that, just to be clear, are you disputing the value of 319, 320, which is what the recalculation was, or is it just classification?
No, I'm not. Okay. Yeah, it was just the classification. She had like, I think she had like 20,000 on the garage. I was like,
okay,
there's no way that garage would cost 20,000, and then 20,000 on the shed, and I'm like, no, I only put like 3,500. We did most of the work.
Okay, Angela, we'll let us, I think we can try to help you here. You have a motion. She's not contested valuation. Therefore, do we have a motion on classification?
I would move to classify since this is her personal residence and she lives there, that this would be classified as a bed and breakfast.
Okay, which is residential.
Residential.
Okay. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Angela, because you live on the property, you fall in with an exception, and that gives you 100% residential. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. So how much is my taxes then?
Lower.
They'll be lower. They'll be based on the figure that we gave you, 319, 320, as the appraised value. But it should be, obviously, your tax rate for commercial is 32%, residential is 19% of appraised value. So, but
it'll go up a little bit when I was paying, but it won't go up that much.
All right. We'll send you a decision on it. Thank you for being available this afternoon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And then on QOE 298. Also from this morning.
Yeah. I can make a motion on the first one once we have her on the phone, if that's what we're going to do. We need to determine the second two.
Huh?
We need to determine the second two.
Okay, the first one was a question of she had it in a nightly rental, is that right? And she was questioning the value. Or no, she didn't have it.
No.
This was all residential.
It was valuation.
Okay, this is valuation based on the other values in the area. Does the board have any?
Her value is below what I found.
Okay. It sounds like to me she may have lived there for a while, so she probably just doesn't realize how much the value of the property is going up. Okay, and then on the other two pieces of property, this was the one that was in the floodplain, is that right?
Yes.
And then there's another house that is where the kids live that is, that's about part of it's in the floodplain, is that my recollection?
That one was okay.
I think she was, value on that one was what she was saying.
Okay, what are you finding as far as values on that property?
Well, I know
the one with the home is actually is 302. That's where.
Correct.
For some of them. Okay. And that value, 75860.
I think that one falls in line. I think it's the main one would be the land. It's not the land parcel is not competing with the land around it.
300.
Yeah, it's, they've got it on the screen now.
Okay, and that was the one where the assessor's office missed a couple parcels.
Yes.
It's, the question is whether or not you allow that to stand or it's modified until the assessor's next assessment on those properties.
I think the value should return to where it was until it's reassessed. But the other parcels look at those comparables.
Comparable.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Because I don't know what the values are on the other ones.
18, sir.
9 on the one next to it, 6 on the one inside that. Which I don't know what that computed to per square foot. The assessor would have to tell us that. Or what her previous assessed value was. Do we have that?
This is DOE 300 we're talking about.
That is correct.
2,000 something.
I can't see it very clearly, so.
2,000.
Was the previous? And it went to 119.
That was the appraised value, was 2,850?
Yes.
What would it be if it were appraised at the 9 that's next to it?
Well, if we just made a motion to change the assessed value to what it was last year.
That's what I just said. Until they reassess the comparables next year.
Which is 2,850, but the ones next to them, if they were comparable with the ones next to them, I mean, is it still 2,850? Or is it more? Or is it less? I'm just curious. I don't know how much exactly this parcel is and what it would be if it were at, say, the one next to it, which is $9 an hour. Or $9 an hour. $9 a square foot.
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
$3 a square foot.
The one next to it is $3 a square foot?
Well, yeah, what we did on, we're talking Lakeshore Drive, the first acre was $3 a square foot, and everything after that on the lake side was 20 cents per square foot. If there was more than an acre.
So if we assessed it at that value of the one next to it that hasn't been reassessed yet, what would that be?
I don't think it's...
You made her consistent with the one next door right now.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't stop you from reassessing it later, of course.
Oh, I know.
But yeah. I'm just looking at what is it if we put her at the same rate as the person... What would that be?
Let me see if I can get my program to work. Sorry.